Welcome to Brea Talks, an insider's look into topics that affect your experiences in the city of Brea. Whether you live, work, or play here, we're bringing you the information you need to better understand your city. So now, we invite you to listen in as Brea Talks.
Hello and welcome. I'm Amy Matsumoto, and today, Brea Talks, Public Works. With me today is Albert Espinosa, city engineer for the city of Brea. Albert, thanks for being here.
Thank you for the invitation and the opportunity to be here to represent Public Works.
Yes, I'm excited to talk to you about Public Works. We haven't really talked much about Public Works, but here we go. So I want you to tell me a little bit about the background of your career in Public Works.
Absolutely. Let's go a little farther back. I did start my career in Public Works after I graduated from Cal Poly Pomona in 2001, civil engineering background. I worked for the private sector for about 6 years before I started my first public sector career with the city of Fontana. Was there about a year, then went to the city of Corona for 10, city of Rancho Cucamonga for 7, and now I've been very blessed and fortunate to be here at the city of Brea now for about a couple, I'd say 6 months. So time's flying when you're having fun. A little bit more about myself. I am both a licensed civil and traffic engineer in the state of California. And besides having my bachelor's in civil engineering, I also have a master's degree in public administration. So it's nice to blend all this engineering knowledge as well as the public administration side of things here within the city of Brea.
Wow, you're just very knowledgeable. I'm kind of intimidated.
No, not at all. Please don't.
So I want to talk about all the ways Public Works impacts our daily lives. But before we get to that, as a city engineer, what are you mainly responsible for?
Okay, let's just start off with there's never a dull moment here. I'm very blessed and fortunate to work with a team of talented, hungry, humble, and smart individuals who help keep the city of Brea moving forward here. So I want to make sure I give them their due shout-outs. But typically a day-to-day, you know, sometimes I'm working with developers and their projects, for example, the Brea Mall right now, so working with their team as they're progressing with their construction, also reviewing and approving permits on city streets, especially if we have contractors like utility companies or any other individuals doing work in our public right-of-way. So myself and the team have the opportunity to review those. Capital projects going on throughout the city, whether it's a water line, sewer line project, pavement projects, signal modifications, signal coordinate. Synchronization projects, so have the opportunity to be involved with those, working closely with the operations and maintenance team of Public Works, especially when it comes to water, sewer, storm drain, parks, facilities, making sure I'm a resource for them in case they need any technical guidance or just help to move forward and progress on things. And also, besides the day-to-day, I also enjoy providing updates to members of the city council at council meetings, at study sessions. So again, plenty of projects going on here at the city, and like I said, there's never a dull moment as a city engineer here at the city of Brea.
Yeah, absolutely. You're hands-on on everything, or at least Public Works is hands-on on everything in beautiful Brea.
Absolutely.
So that's so fascinating. So let's talk about Public Works in general. It's one of our 7 departments here in Brea, but it's the most under the radar in terms of how public-facing or how much the public interacts with its services. Maybe the best way to break it down is by the different divisions. Mm-hmm. How many divisions does the Public Works Department have?
Okay, we'll start off with, we have 5 divisions. Mm. We have the Administrative Division, Streets and Equipment Maintenance all falls under one. We have the Water Division and Sanitary Division. We have Parks and Trees, along with Building Maintenance. That's all under one umbrella. And then we have the Engineering Division. So technically, yeah, we've got 5 divisions within Public Works. And again, you hit it on the mark. These individuals, you know, work behind the scenes. Public Works isn't always, you know, out there, but they make the city look beautiful behind the scenes. And I credit a lot of the work to the operations and maintenance team out there, too, making our parks look beautiful, keeping our streets looking great, as well as making sure our traffic signals function well. And again, a big shout out to the administrative team who handles our budgets and make sure they keep our contracts current with our vendor so we can keep doing our job.
That's great. Right now, we're going to take a break because our producer here, Dan Fenstermaker, is going to be giving you some quick a quiz on I guess traffic.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, thank you for having me, both of you.
Okay,
and Albert, thanks for joining us. We do things on Brea Talks every once in a while, a little fun games, if you will, little quizzes, and you, my friend, are no exception.
Oh,
I'm excited. Albert has not seen these questions. I'm going to ask you five questions. We're going to play a little game called "Is It True?" So I'm going to ask you five questions,
okay.
And you just tell me if these myths are true or not.
Okay.
And they are, as our next topic, as Amy alluded to, is traffic. We're going to be focusing on traffic.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
All right. Are you ready? I mean, there's a lot on the line here.
Let's do this.
I don't know of what, but there's a lot of it on the line.
We'll see what we can do.
All right. All right. Here we go. Question one. Additional roads will always decrease traffic.
Not necessarily, and the reason being is you can always close roads down instead of adding and maybe help redistribute traffic somewhere else. So that would change patterns. So I would say, again, no to that answer. There's other means of doing that.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Question two, wider roads are safer than narrower roads.
I would say false, because the wider the road, you'll have this sense of freedom to say, hey, I can go a little bit faster. So sometimes having that more narrow road gives you this insecurity of, hey, maybe I need to slow down a bit because there are parked vehicles there, or maybe there's a bike lane. So sometimes having more of that narrowing effect of a road actually slows people down.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Bike lanes, you just mentioned bike lanes.
Okay.
On the subject of bike lanes make traffic worse.
I could see that as a trick answer, a trick question, but...
I got him, folks.
You got him.
I got him.
Here's the thing. I think the bike lane creates a safe haven for bicyclists, especially if there's a bike area for them to travel. I'm not going to go into the weeds because there's different types of bike lanes and bike classifications. But in some cases, having a dedicated area, like it's even off the street for bikers, is a lot safer. Having the bike lane now just makes drivers more aware of, hey, be aware there are bicyclists. And at the same time, the bicyclists need to be aware of the motorists. And again, the roads are for bicyclists. People riding motorcycles or vehicles. So share the road.
Okay, share the road. I like it. Mm-hmm. Question four, more traffic signals and signs make roads safer.
I would say false. For me, sometimes having too many signals, especially if they're closely placed with each other, probably creates frustration for some people, especially if the signals are not coordinated.
Mm.
So maybe sometimes less is better.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you have too much signs, which I sometimes call sign pollution, It could be overwhelming to someone. I'm sure some of us have been to cities west of Brea in other counties where you go to this area and you see five signs on a post and you don't know what to do.
Mm. They're contradictory.
Yeah. You're like, what time is it? So sometimes more is not better.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. And the last question, we're almost there.
Okay.
This is my favorite.
Oh.
I saved my favorite for last.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Flashing your headlights or high beams at a traffic signal will change it quicker to green.
Oh, that takes me back when I was younger and my father, we used to do that at a traffic signal and think, oh, yeah, look, I high beamed the signal and it worked. It doesn't work that way.
Uh-huh.
Typically, there's two types of video detection at an intersection. There's typically loops that are in the ground. So if there's a loop in the ground, it detects the vehicle.
Okay.
So that's when the signal knows, hey, there's a vehicle here, so it's being detected. The other form of video detection are video detection cameras. If you flash your high beams at the cameras, that's not going to
Not going
to
do anything.
It's not going to do anything. It makes you feel better, especially maybe you come to an intersection that's what I would call snappy. Because it's like, oh, it sensed a vehicle on the ground or through the video detection camera.
So really, it's your car going over it. Not your high beams. It's a happy coincidence.
Sometimes you're like, this is great. See, it worked. But in reality, no, that's not the case. Great question, though.
Okay. Well, we can put that to rest. Stop flashing your high beams when you're coming at me in the other direction. It doesn't work. You're just blinding me. So stop it.
Exactly.
Okay. Albert, I appreciate it. Thanks for playing.
No, thanks for the questions. Those were fun.
That was Is It True?
That was great. I love that. Now I'll stop flashing my lights.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Good to know then. So traffic is a huge part of every Californian's day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. But how does Public Works contribute to the day-to-day travels of individuals in Brea?
All right. Again, for us, we have several signal projects, but I'll start off with something from a bigger perspective, which is some of the funding we receive from Orange County Transportation Authority, OCTA, throughout the years where we partner with them, as well as, for example, City of La Habra and City of Brea right now are working on a signal synchronization project along Lambert Road. It was strategically finalized, or it will strategically get started now that the 57 Lambert work is wrapping up, so we can coordinate the corridor from La Habra through Brea, and that funding came from OCTA. So that's a great project. One thing I learned real quickly when I first started here, I thought Imperial Highway was part of City of Brea, but it's not. So that's actual coordination, because Caltrans owns and maintains that that corridor. So I have received resident questions about, hey, some of the timing's off on Imperial. So I gather that information. I usually ask them, hey, what time of day did this occur? Was this early in the morning? It's important to have some of that information. So when I forward that over to Caltrans, they can look at that, hey, from 2 to 3 p.m. at intersection of Imperial and State, there was something that was off. So that's good information for me to then gather from, you know, our community, so I can forward over that to Caltrans.
All right, taking notes.
Thank you.
I need Caltrans number.
Yeah. Oh, yep. And then a couple other projects that are kicking off now that the rainy season's hopefully behind us. We're hoping to start the traffic safety enhancements around the Cliffwood neighborhood. That was a traffic project to improve the safety around that area. Specifically, we have the intersections of State College and Cliffwood, State College and Balsa Avenue, and Cliffwood Avenue and Lambert. And this project looks to enhance the safety for those intersections by adding left turn indications. Basically, right now, I'm going to geek out for you guys a little bit. We have what we call left turn protective movements, and we have permissive movements. So right now, at those intersections, I believe some of them are permissive, where it's just a green ball, and basically you make a left turn when no through traffic is coming. When we go to left turn protective movements, you're going to then wait for the left turn green arrow to then make your movement. And this project originated after a couple of months from something that we have here in Brea that's pretty unique. Not all agencies have this, and it's a traffic committee. So that was something that the neighborhood brought up as a concern about traffic safety in that area. And so that was something that was that started with traffic committee, and it went through the whole process. So that was a good way for you know, community members to, you know, express their voice and concerns. And this is a project that originated from that committee.
That's awesome. What other projects come out of the traffic committee from residents? I'm a resident here in Brea, and mm-hmm. I know that, you know, traffic is a part of our day-to-day and stuff, mm-hmm. but I want to get involved too, even though I work here too. I just don't know how I would get involved or what projects come out of that.
Okay. A couple other projects that recently came out of it, besides this one for the traffic safety enhancements, we did have some new speed bumps that were put in along Puente. Mm-hmm. So that also came from traffic committee. Mm-hmm. And then another project that also came from traffic committee was a traffic circle that was mm-hmm. recently installed over there off of Barry. and Northwood, I believe, the intersection. Mm-hmm. So that those all, again, community members came out, had concerns, specifically that one where the traffic circle went in. There was concerns about people doing illegal activity there. Mm-hmm. I believe they were doing donuts and racing in the middle of the night just because the intersection was so wide. So, again, that was a concern that was brought up by the community and something to do to prevent some of those illegal activities from happening.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, keeping our streets safe is priority one for the city of Brea.
Exactly.
And then that was grant funded as well?
No.
Or no, the traffic circle?
The traffic circle was funded through, we have traffic funds that we collect from traffic development fees. So that's where that came from. And again, that's a project, again, kind of a pilot project right now, because I believe that's some first traffic circle of this type of that magnitude. So again, depending on the success, the feedback from the community, that's something we can definitely look forward in our next fiscal years to see if we make this a full traffic circle. Because right now, it was done in a way that was, let's just make the area safe. Mm-hmm. And again, if this is successful, this is something we can always come back in the future, make a capital project, maybe install rolled curb, you know, put some decorative landscaping or drought-tolerant landscaping in the middle of this traffic circle, maybe an art component. Those are things we can always evaluate in the future. But again, this was more of that test pilot just to see, is this going to prevent that illegal activity from happening? And as of right now, it has. And again, moving forward, this is something that could materialize into a full capital project.
I like that. Great. So how can people get involved in these decisions? How can the Brea residents get involved?
Absolutely. So traffic commission meetings occur every Thursday of the month at 5:30 p.m. here at City Hall. So if you're interested in learning more about Brea's traffic, patterns or if you have traffic questions yourself, definitely we would like to hear from the community. You know, definitely come out to this traffic commission meeting. Again, every third Thursday of the month, 5:30 p.m. here at City Hall. And that gives the city traffic engineer, myself, and the committee the opportunity to hear concerns, see what can or can't be done. But at least that discussion can occur to see what are some ways of maybe improving things. Mm-hmm. We also have Brea PD present there in these meetings. So if there's any concerns regarding, you know, maybe there's a lot of excess speeding happening in my neighborhood, or maybe we need to look at some collision patterns that have been happening excessively. Those are things that can be discussed at these meetings.
Oh, that's great. Oh, awesome. So I will probably be attending to these traffic commission meetings. So I'm excited now.
Perfect. I hope to see you there. And we definitely would like to have community members involved. A couple months ago, we did have a traffic committee meeting where this young couple came to explore. They were new to Brea. They had never seen what a traffic committee was about. And they ended up using that as their date night to come out there and learn more about what traffic patterns were happening in their area. And it was nice to see a young couple, you know, just trying to learn more about the community. And it was great to introduce them to this little, you know, component of the city of Brea.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, next date night.
Next date night. Hopefully afterwards you go somewhere good to eat. But yeah, definitely it was nice to see, you know, people come on out and express their thoughts and or just learn more about, you know, what the traffic committee does.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Albert, for talking with us today. I know Public Works does so much more than we covered, but please come back so we can talk more in depth about the great things being done in our beautiful Brea Public Works team. Do you have any final comments?
Again, thank you for having me here. This was, again, I'm very blessed and fortunate to work at a great organization. Thank you, Dan, for the curveballs.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, I appreciate that. Keep me on my toes. So, but again, thank you for the opportunity, and hopefully, yeah, I'm asked to come back in the near future, especially if there's any other topics related, maybe capital projects, maybe traffic signals. We can always go in depth into maybe some of the other divisions between operations and maintenance, what they do with their landscaping, water and sewer. So it'd be great to, highlight some of the other team members within the department.
Great. Thanks for keeping Brea beautiful.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of Brea Talks. This episode and all episodes of Brea Talks are available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on Brea TV and our YouTube channel. Don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, rate, and review, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening in as Brea Talks.